Ready Podcast. Shot of 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 Ready Podcast, man. This episode 163 up in here, man, in Lit Factory Dispensary. What's good with you, Shelb, dog?
What's going on, man?
What's good with you, man? Like, introduce yourself to the show, man. You know what I mean?
What's up, man? This is JR, man. You know, part owner here at Lit Factory.
Okay. Already. Yeah, man. Man, so tell us where we at right now, man.
Right now, man, we're in the beginning stages of the Lit Factory here.
Okay. Already, man. And Lit Factory, man, is something that me and my guy Shelby went in business with, man, and will be opening soon. Man, we started this journey. Like when we started, like you think?
August,
right. Okay, August. Yeah, man, but you have already been... Had already been talking about it, though. You know what I'm saying? Been for a long time, man. So tell me, how long have you been planning on this, though? Like,
I got the idea when everything first got passed here in Oklahoma City.
Okay, right.
I actually
passed. And when was that?
A couple years ago?
Man.
I think about a couple years ago when we got it here.
Okay, yeah.
It's been going fast.
Right.
I haven't seen that long. But, man, I actually passed up on the opportunity of actually going in with a friend of mine in a dispensary. And, man, I hate that I did it, but I guess timing is everything.
Exactly.
So we here now, you know what I'm saying?
Already. Nah, man, and, man, it was just like, man, you was always talking about it, you know what I'm saying? And we was always chilling and shit. Man, I knew that it was possible for you to have your own, though. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen the opportunity out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people getting theirs and the application fee being what it is, right, is what really drawn people to it. And shit that made it possible. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, man. But shit, man. Like, we started, like, way back in the day, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've been kicking this since what age you think, man?
19.
Yeah, you hear me? It's, you know what I'm saying?
20 plus year friendship here, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, man, just running on the north, you know what I'm saying, man? We got our first whips and shit, man. We was just, man, we was always at the face off, you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Car breaking down, you know what I'm saying? The tempo, man, was always breaking down on this
tempo.
Shit. Then you got that Honda, man. Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Man, we put miles on that Honda.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, God.
We put miles on everybody's car, actually.
Nah, man, but we started in Musgrave, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, partaking in the industry. You know
exactly,
what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah.
Chilling with the homie. You know, he's the only house that we can go over and smoke in peace.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? With no adult coming to... intervene in what we got going on.
Nah, man, but we always did it professionally, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, we wasn't just out there with it. You know what I'm saying? Because we know shit at the time, man, it wasn't no cars and shit. You know what I'm saying, man?
Right.
But we were still in high school and shit. You know
what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. So, man, it's just been a journey for us to be here now. Man, it's crazy. You know what I'm saying?
It really is. I wouldn't even imagine that we would be here right now talking about legal marijuana and opening up shops and
in OKC,
in Oklahoma City, the Bible Belt, exactly. I always said that we were going to be the last people to get it.
Yeah, You know, man, but it's moving out here, though. Man, it's like the Wild Wild West, they say. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely an opportunity out here. And exactly. That's why you see one on every corner.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly. Like, as soon as they pass, it seemed like everybody shit had a car. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, so everybody was waiting on it, man. They were just waiting on it where they can... But where the police don't mess with them, basically.
Exactly,
you know?
Exactly. That's part of the reason that I think everybody grabbed that card.
Right, right.
Just so they can ride around and do what they do, you know, in peace.
Right. Okay, man, so have you been learning about the business?
Yeah, man, you know, man, like I said, I got friends that got dispensaries already, so, you know, I always tap in and ask questions and, you know, self-education and, you know, YouTube videos.
Right.
And Googling this and Googling that and, you know what I'm saying, just the basic way.
Yeah. Man, so what are you learning about the flower, though? You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of growers I see out here, you know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of, man, like, we already been having meetings, you know what I'm saying, because the competition is so... big out here, you know what I'm saying?
Right, man. Well, as far as the flower go, man, what I'm seeing is that it's levels to it.
Okay.
Everybody ain't got that green thumb. Right. With me being a partaker in smoking, I'm kind of picky, so
okay, right.
I can just go off a look and touch before I even smoke it, and I'm going to know if it's good or not.
Okay, right, right. Yeah, man, but, man, I've been reading on stuff, man, and reading on the percentage and all. Man, that's a lot to it. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
And it's a lot to that growing.
It's definitely a lot to it.
Man.
It's definitely a lot to it. Somebody always asks me, y'all getting a dispensary and why don't y'all start growing? I'm like, man, that's a whole different another headache and process. And doing that. So that's not something you just jump in not without being educated and knowing what you're doing.
Right, right. And, man, it seems like it's a lot of dispensaries in OKC right now, man. They say that we got more than, man, Colorado and Cali. You know what I'm saying?
I can definitely see that. You know, with $2,500 being the application fee.
Right.
You know, everybody got $2,500 laying around, so.
Everybody, definitely. Man, during the pandemic, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's Christmas time, the holidays and shit, man.
Hey,
it's
got
tight.
They got that $1,200, so
yeah.
two of that, that's 24. Y'all just got to come up with $100 after that.
Exactly, man. And that's what I try to tell people, man. Like, you need to go in with somebody, man, that you can trust, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't do it all by yourself. I mean, like, it's possible to do it by yourself, man, but it's better, you know what I'm saying, like, to do it with somebody, man.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Good help.
Yeah.
It's always, you know what I'm saying, is what you need, especially in this type of industry, I think, because it's going to take a lot more than just selling weed, basically. It's going to take a lot more than that, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's,
right.
And that's what I see
as
right
business,
now. It's
right?
Definitely a business. So
Okay.
It goes farther than just, oh, I got a shop. Let's open up. Let's sell some weed.
Okay, right, right, right. And the paperwork to it, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, shout out to Danielle, man, the assistant, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for the shop, man, the paperwork is crazy, though, man. And we still at it, though. You know what
still
I'm saying?
Still at it, man. And I don't think it ever stops, actually, because, right. Like I said, like we get through this first round and we open up. I mean, we still got to stay in compliance with all type of other things. So
okay, right.
It doesn't stop.
Right. Exactly. Okay, yeah, man, but, you've been handling the side of the flower and, the products and stuff, man. So what have they been telling you?
Well, man, like I said, I plug in with – really everybody.
Okay, yeah.
I want everybody to see our names.
Okay.
And just let them know that we are serious in what we do. And you know what I'm saying? I ask a lot of questions as far as, you know, is it indoor flower, outdoor flower?
Okay.
Shake, trim, you know, I want to know everything. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? If you don't ask, they won't tell.
Right.
I'm definitely going to be asking and wanting to know exactly what's going into your product and, you know, like I said, because it's a lot more than just weed out here. You know, it's a lot of, like, concentrate edibles.
Right.
And it's actually different ways to make each of those products.
Okay.
You know, so.
Right.
I definitely have been educated on that because I didn't even know that.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That just took me looking into a few things and reading up on a few things. And everybody don't put that love into their product, basically.
Okay, right, right. Yeah, man, but they seem like they've been hitting you back quick, though, you know what I'm saying? Because the email, man, they be going crazy, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, yeah, like I said, man, I literally go on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I follow somebody that does reviews on different cannabis growers and distributors. And and I kind of go off of them. You know, I go off of what the comments say. You know, if somebody's really bigging this company up, oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to put in a word. Let them know, hey, can you send us over a product and price sheet? You know, let them know the times and when we plan on opening. And and like I said, some of them really be on it. Like,
oh, yeah.
They get you in there and be trying to lock you down. Like, we got this coming this time. We're going to put you down for this. And
I'm
like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm just asking a question, trying to see what them prices are like. But
okay, right.
They try to lock you down.
Right, right. Nah, man. Yeah, man, but it's crazy, man, that we having business meetings. You know what I'm saying, man? And they bringing the strains to us now, man. And we got to taste them. You know what I'm saying? This shit crazy, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be thinking about it. Like, damn, man, we just left the business meeting. You know what I'm saying?
Right. It really is. Because, like I said, I didn't envision it being legal. So,
okay,
saying that I left a business meeting with a company that sells weed and edibles and concentrates, it's funny. But I guess it's the new normal.
Yeah.
This is really just normal now, so.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, man, but we on a tight budget, though. You know what I'm saying, man? So how do we stretch it, though? Like, how do we stretch the budget, you think?
Well, I mean, like I said, I want to invest more in the premium side of things.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to be known for our premium products. I want to get those people in here, not just the top shelf people, but the connoisseurs,
right,
the people to take this stuff serious, that, you know, this is a lifestyle,
okay,
you know,
right.
And also for the patients, you know, this is really what it's about. It's about the patients. So we want to be able to have the best and the cleanest and the purest concentrates, edibles and flower that they have out here for the people.
Right, exactly. Because it is about the patients, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's patients going through pain, and you know what I mean? Hey, man, they can't get through the day without it, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's real, you know what I'm saying?
It's very real.
Yeah. And I like that you been wanting to go on the premium side, man, because it's a lot of, man, there's a lot of competition down the road, you know what I'm saying? And around the city just in general, you know what I'm saying? So you wanted to go to the premium side where they know they're going to come to the best.
Oh, yeah. Definitely the premium side, because like I said, man, I be in them comments reading everybody's stuff.
Yeah.
And one comment that stuck out to me one time I was reading, this guy was like, man, I go to a hole in the wall as long as they got the best stuff.
You man, know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you.
That says a lot. You know, it's not about who got the best looking shop or who got the best branding.
You're
right. It's about who can get the best product in there at the best rate,
right?
You know, and that's what's going to draw the people to come into us.
Right. Man, and that lady, man, that came from Tulsa that I had a meeting with, that you set the meeting up with, she said that there's a guy, a man that run a hole in the wall that's killing right now. You know what I'm saying?
And I definitely believe that.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. I've seen it. And just talking, like I said, talking to some people, and I hear those numbers, and I just like, golly, y'all doing it like that?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Is that what I'm looking forward to, or even more?
Right.
So, yeah, man, that's exactly what I want to push, man. I want to push that premium product and also have something for the people that don't have as much money to spend. You know, we're going to have something for everybody, but I do want to push a premium product here.
Right. And you said it's a lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, like, we've been living the lifestyle,
since the age of 14.
Right.
That's almost 20 years in this.
Right.
20 years. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I said, it started off with Reggie.
Right, man. Ben, you was my first smoke partner, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, because I didn't know how to roll up at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were rolling the banana Phillies and shit. You know what I'm saying?
The
like
Phillies. Big Perfecto blunts. People don't even know about that, boy. Perfectos.
Right.
Well, you didn't even know how to roll, so you needed the booty to start you off. So that's how far we go back.
Yeah, man. And now we getting with the pre-rolls. They just delivered the pre-rolls the other day to us.
You know
what
I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man. Telling us to try this and try that, man. And, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit real, man.
It's very real.
Yeah, man, like, it is coming, you know what I'm saying? And, man, the paperwork is just crazy, man, because, shit, man, like, we've been waiting, man, but the city of, you know what I'm saying, they kind of hating on us, you know what I mean? We ain't going to say the name out there, but,
and
you know.
They're definitely dragging their feet.
Yeah.
On a process that I'm sure it takes more than maybe a minute.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's going to take a minute, and you know what I'm saying? They dragging their feet just to give us a minute of their time.
Yeah. Yeah, man. And the construction side, man, you know what I'm saying? Like when we first got in the seen the spot, like this was the third spot that we seen, you know what I'm saying? Because we seen three spots in one day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We said this one, you know what I'm saying? Man, so why'd you think this one?
This spot right here, man, for one, it's in a shopping center.
Okay.
Right. I feel like that's a lot for us right there, just having foot traffic.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Being available to other people that's going to other businesses and seeing us.
Okay, right.
And be like, oh, there's Lift Factory.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely this shopping center is definitely a good look. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, man, not that we seen just three shops, man, we got turned down probably by 40 or 50 shops before we even get the three shops to even
okay.
allowed us to say, yeah, we allow dispensaries here because we definitely heard, I got a lot of no's when I was reaching out to people.
Okay, right. And you made a good point like the other day, man, like there's none on the north. I didn't really notice that. You know what I'm
it isn't. It's a lot. I wish we could have got something over there, actually.
Yeah.
But I'm happy where we at. But like I said, the north, man, I don't see it's a lot. It's not really a lot on certain streets.
Okay, right.
And I see that if we were to set up shop there, that it would be nice.
Yeah.
It would definitely be nice. But like I said, I checked with them. I definitely checked with them. And like, it's not like we didn't try.
Right.
It's just that we couldn't.
Yeah, you was calling them like crazy. I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. I was calling everywhere. And like I said, I heard 40, 50 no's before I even got a yes.
For real?
And some of the yeses that the price is so high, it's like, I'm good right now. I don't do that.
Right. Yeah, man, but when we first got it, man, like what was the walls? Like, man, it was like a grayish blue.
Man, those walls was gray, blue, black. It actually had three colors these walls. It had three colors.
Oh, God, they did. Yeah, man, we transformed it, man. They shout out to P and the family, man. They came in here, man, and really just got it done for us, man. You know what I'm saying? And it's looking good. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely looking good, man. I'm definitely proud
of
the work that we put in, the little work that we put in, because it was really set up for us, man. To be honest, this is pretty much, it was set up for us, man. We didn't have to do too much into this because there's people out there putting $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, $30,000 into just renovating these spots.
Right. Damn.
And
I don't even be thinking like that, man, but it really is though, because the homeboy said like he put like 20, you know what I'm saying? And shit, it's like, damn, man, you know what I mean? So we did get in the right spot and they let us do what we wanted, they said.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Man, shit, like what I'm learning with this business, man, that it's more shit about the paperwork and what you signed for, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
what you asked for, though, too.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is that I have to learn that because I don't have patience. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm glad that you got a chokehold on that side of the things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got somebody else that's helping us as well.
Mm-hmm.
And she's holding it down tremendously.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
right.
Shout out to her for just doing that for us.
Yeah. Yeah, man. So we got like two steps left, you know what I'm saying? And then shit, man, it's going to get serious, man. You know what I'm saying? And man, and the people that you reached out to, like, I don't want them to think shit that you bullshitting though, you know what I'm saying? Because we really coming though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. coming fast and with a vengeance and that, you know what I'm saying? We got a plan that I feel like we going to work it.
Yeah.
I just want to be different than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what we're going to be for sure.
Right. Okay, yeah, man. Man, so where do you see it though? You know what I'm saying? Like, if we open up what in January, you know what I'm saying? Like, where do you see it in the summer and spring?
Man, I definitely see it just growing.
Yeah.
I really do. People be asking you what your plan B is for plan A to work.
Right.
And like I said, once we, like you said, I'm all in at this point. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so yeah.
We I'm all the way in. I'm looking at different ways to market this place.
Okay, right.
All type of things, man. I want to set ourselves apart from other places.
Yeah.
I just don't want to just, like I said, come in here and think I'm just a set up shop and sell product. I think it's more than that. It's definitely going to be more than that. And if we give it our all, I feel like, man, it's going to work out.
Oh,
we
yeah.
give our all, it's just, you know, it's going to return to us.
Okay, right. And like you've been pricing some of the safes. You know what I'm saying? Because we've been hearing people, and in this business, man, it's just a lot of, you know what I'm saying, like with the break-ins and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to be, you know what I'm saying, like safe and cool, like is that a big part of it? You know what
I'm
saying?
That's the number one part of it, man, actually,
yeah,
is to be safe first and securing product and making sure we're safe.
Okay,
all right. At the same time, that's the first thing off the top. So we both want to go home.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? None of this stuff is worth losing your life for. You know, some people may think it is, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And like I said, we're going to take all the precautions, man. I'm not going to be one of those stories. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Safety first, man, for sure.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, man. So I really can't believe it sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll be waking up and I'll be like, damn, man, this, like, the dispensary is really coming. You know what I'm saying? Because, shit, like, we've been working the corporate for so long. It's like, sometimes, like you can get discouraged and don't even believe in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And believe that you can do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Like I said before, man, I have no patience. So
yeah,
doing this process, sometimes I do the same thing. I wake up like, man, is this going to, like, come on? Like, I'm tired of waiting. I just want to, you know what I'm saying? I just want to get in there.
Right.
And it's definitely teaching me patience. Mm-hmm. It's definitely teaching me patience doing this whole process, man, because, like I said, man, I really don't have none. Some people say they got thin patience. I have none.
Yeah.
So I wake up many a days and I'm like, God. Man, I can't believe that I'm on this path to even doing something like this.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm like, why is it taking so long though? But then at the same time, I look at him like, man, we only started in August and we this far.
Oh, right.
And I just like, at the end, I look at him like, man, I'm just rushing.
Okay.
I'm just thirsty for this right now.
Right, right.
But a good thirsty.
Yeah. And these cases came with it. You know what I'm saying? Like.
Oh, yeah. That was a blessing.
Oh,
for
yeah.
Sure. Because they in good condition.
Man.
All they needed was a little wipe down and they were in the game.
Yeah.
For sure.
You know, and that really, I think it showed me, like when he said that these come with it, like that showed me that it was a nigga for us, dog, like this spot.
Oh, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of shit showed us.
Yeah.
It just how things just pan out. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
For us to walk in here and have slap boards already,
we'd okay,
have to go
right.
And purchase those. Mm-hmm. Having these cases already, we'd have to purchase those.
Yeah.
It's just little things like that, man, that it is just like, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe this is for us. Maybe it is set up. Maybe this was the spot.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, and I always appreciate the Johnsons, though, man, you know what I'm saying, for just allowing me and treating me like family always, though, you know what I'm saying, and I'm thankful for that, you know what I'm saying, because y'all was the ones that really took me to church at People's Church, shit in the AMCs and shit, you know
right.
What I'm saying?
Right, right, right. Definitely, this is a day zero partner, you know what I'm saying, not
yeah.
A day one, but a day zero.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So it was real good when I just – presented it to you, I'm like, well, I really thought about it first, you know what I'm saying?
Because
I was going to ask somebody else, mm-hmm. which that's still my nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, off top.
But when I just looked at things, I'm like, okay, this is going to be, I feel like in the long haul, this would be a better investment to go with this way.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I also based off, you know, we ain't never had no falling outs.
Right.
Never. About nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we always kept it 100 with each other. We ain't never just...
Oh, yeah.
None of that. Never fell out about no money, no girls, no.
Right.
You did this, you said this.
Off top.
Niggas fell out over petty shit.
Man.
We ain't never did that shit because we just regular.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, not extra because a lot of niggas is extra and very social media ass niggas. So.
Right, right. Nah, man, I just appreciate it though, man. You know what I'm saying? Because you, like you asked me at the right time, you know what I'm saying? As far as shit, I knew at this age it was time for me to invest in something. You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, if I just keep on working, I really ain't gonna get no kickback. So I just need to dump my savings into something, man, and just hope it come back to me. You know what I'm saying? And that's just a chance that we gotta take, though.
Exactly.
You know what I'm
exactly.
saying? It's at the age where I knew that, man. You just hit me at the right time, man. But you did say something, though, man. You said that an episode that you was listening to kind of like inspired you to just go at it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, man. You know, I tap into the podcast when I can. And,
yeah, I appreciate it.
I was listening to DeMarco Robinson, the guys that do the trap spelling bee.
Yeah.
And, man, I just listened to that dude. Man, that dude is inspiring. I don't even know this dude.
Right, right.
But his story is inspiring. And what sticks out to me and what he said more than anything that he said was that he's not the best at nothing. Mm. He just outwork everybody.
Right.
And, and when you out here hustling and doing what you do, you can't do nothing but respect that.
Right.
You can't do nothing but respect that man and what he got going on that side of town and what he doing. Like I said, man.
Man, he changing the game right now.
I definitely, once I listen to that podcast, I start tapping in and checking him out, you know, follow him on social media.
Yeah.
And I see he doing his thing, man. And shout out to him.
Yeah, man.
Because he don't even know that he inspiring people out here. He don't even know me.
Right.
Like I said, we on two different sides of the town.
Right.
The city, I mean.
Oh, God.
And this man inspired me to just jump out the window with this. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's all or nothing, man. I can't, like I said, I can't see myself continue to work and work and work. I'm like, man, that's the old way of thinking. That's definitely an old way of thinking, man.
Right.
And how things going out here.
Because we got 18-year-olds, man, just jumping out the porch, man, with businesses and shit now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. It's a lot of people. Right. He's not the only one. He's not the only one that I've seen. But like I said, when you listen to somebody's story, it's good. And like I said, I don't know him. So hearing his story and, you know what I'm saying, and feeling some the ways that he feel, I feel sometimes. So
right on, God.
I can definitely relate to that man.
Yeah. Yeah, man, we just got to believe in ourselves, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's possible. Like, man, like, we've been doing our thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you got kids, man, that been holding down your responsibilities and shit. So this is just like another responsibility that we got to hold down.
It really is. It really is, man. And my pops always say you got to be, what do you say, fruitful over a few and you'll get more. Something like that.
Yeah.
But basically, just handling your business.
Right.
And maybe you'll get blessed with something, man. And And I see it now. And I kind of see it now in that that, you know, I've just been holding it down. Like I said, working, taking care of these kids. And I'm just glad that something finally, like,
yeah,
this is it. This is what we need to, this is what we need to do. This is what might make a way for us to really get some money and be impactful on other people's lives and just us.
Yeah, man, but you bring your pops up, right? You know what I'm saying? And you seen all the hard work that he put in, you know what I'm saying? Like, he about to retire from two jobs, you know what I'm saying? So, how big was the impact, man, that he have on your life, like, growing up? You know what I'm saying? Because not a lot of black men get to experience that. You know what I'm saying?
He had a big impact, man. And I look at it now as an adult. He definitely had a big impact. And I was thinking, actually, I was thinking about this a couple weeks ago. And he was like, what you going to do if this don't work out? Mm-hmm. I'm like, man, this is going to work out.
Right.
This is going to work out. It's not going to work out because I'm not going to not let it work out.
Right.
And the thing is that he's been planting this seed in my mind from a kid.
Because
I didn't really work during high school, but I always had money. I always had the new shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That's because I worked with him. He'd get off of work. We might go cut 5-6 yards.
Oh, God.
We might have to go to a house whale and Mustang and clean it up or haul off trash. And you know what I'm saying? So he planted this seed in me a long time ago to work for myself. But the thing is, I've always been like that because he would always say, like, JR, you the lazy one.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm like, nah, man, I ain't never going to work for nobody.
Right.
I'm like, I ain't never going to get off work and go to work. I said, I don't ever want to do that. So he don't know that he planted that seed in us as a kid that, you know, going to business for yourself.
Yeah.
And definitely, I see that now, and I can appreciate that now because it was plenty of days of me not wanting to go cut yards after school.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I wanted some money.
And that work ethic, like he instilled that work ethic, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he definitely did that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like to work, but I like to work at my own pace and do what I want to do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So
when
we got presented with this, I'm like, man, this is it, man, because I finally get to work for myself.
Right. And then you had your boys up here working.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Painting, did a little painting for us, so shout out to them.
Right.
But the thing is, with them, they wanted to do it.
Okay.
Which I don't know why, but they wanted to paint.
Yeah. Nah, man. Like, they just wanted to help you out. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, man, that's what it's about, man. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we coming, man. Yeah, we coming, man. Like, hopefully, man, we can get the application in, man, in December. You know what I'm saying? Like, this month and shit, man, get the ball rolling, man. But that's just the last step. You know what I'm saying? We got two more steps, and then we can start. Once they clears, then we can start buying product.
Exactly. You know what I'm exactly. Yeah.
Man,
exactly.
That's what it's about, man.
And that's exactly what I'm ready for, man. I'm ready just to, once we get to that level, I know that it's in the, we in the game.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That I can kind of calm down because, like I said, I'd be
right
boy, on edge about this some days, man. For real. It'd be days I come before work, I just drive up here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm in the shores, though.
I just drive up here. I don't even come in. I just drive by this motherfucker.
Right, right.
And that's it, and get to work. And I'm like, man, okay. I can't even believe this is mine. This is mate. This is mine.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This is where I'm about to be working.
Right. And you manifesting your success, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you drive up here, man, and just look at it, man, and just think success, and it's going to come. You know what I'm saying? But shit, like we still got, hey, man, we got the window, the security. You know what I'm saying? Like we still got little trickers, man, that we got to take care of, man. That's, man, it costs bread too, though.
Oh, yeah. But it's going to get done.
Oh, God, like
it's
it got to.
It's going to get done. It's definitely going to get done. You know what
nah, I'm top. You know what I'm saying? And nah, man, it seemed like we came up with a plan and we just executing it, man, just marking it off. You know what I'm saying?
It
just
is.
Step by step, brick by brick.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
It definitely is. Because, like I said, man, starting back in August, I didn't see this. I didn't see that we was going to be,
yeah.
You know, in our. In a shop doing a podcast and talking about what right. we about to do and
okay, right.
you know, so all the big plans and ideas that we got, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad that we went with the beige though, man. It looked good, man. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Man.
That beige on that green, man. You was like beige. I was like, okay. But now that I see it though, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, it looked real good, man. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Off top. So yeah, man. Lit Factory is coming, man. It's the Lit Factory Dispensary, man. The LIIT. You know what I'm saying?
Two like of dispensary. Them.
Yeah, two of them. You know what I'm saying? Man, and shout out to DeMarcus Rosen, man, on the logo too, though, man. He did the logo. He killed the logo, man. I'm really, yeah, man, like, I really like it, you know what
oh,
I'm
yeah,
saying?
Oh, yeah, I love it. It's real classy, you know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
Right.
It's classless. I mean, it's like, it's a piece that don't get out of, it's never going to get old.
Right.
I like that. That's what I like about it.
Mm-hmm. And we already getting compliments about it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. People already hit me up as soon as I put the logo, like, I can't wait to get a shirt. Like, oh, yeah,
yeah.
Like, for sure. Come, you know what I'm saying? You keep talking like that, you might get one for free.
Right, you know what I'm saying? And we got to think of some, just some promotion shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I'm trying to think of, man, just how we going to promote it, man, and you know what I mean? How we going to get the footwork in here, man? But we got the sign out there, though. So, you know, then we got the sign right here. Then we got the women getting their feet done.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got the restaurant up there. At lunch, man, they could come get their lunch break.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the massage right here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
As far as we like I said, we lucked up on this shopping center because that's half the battle, man.
Yeah.
We got foot traffic from other businesses all around us.
Right, so. Right. And I want somebody to open up a lounge next door, though. You know
oh,
what
yeah.
I'm saying? Because it's open, man. If y'all want to open up a lounge, man, you know what I mean?
Nah, we gonna open up a land or something, man. We yeah. figure out something.
Already. Nah, man, I appreciate it, man. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the opportunity, man. Man, we 50-50 on this thing, man. And we gonna take it to the top. You
oh,
know
yeah.
what I'm saying?
The only way to go, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. Hopefully, shit, January, man. Like I said, man, that's the goal, man. And that's what we shooting for, man. 2021, man. And yeah, we coming.
Definitely coming.
Already. Shout out Brandy Podcast, man. That's episode 163. Man, at the Lit Factory.
Yeah.
Address coming soon.